Hey, everybody. We're back. This is Living It Up While Beginning Again.
We all know that it's important to apologize, don't we, honey?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just because we're late to work or we don't keep our word. Or in some cases, we'll return to our obsessive compulsive behaviors. That it's always appropriate to apologize for that.
Yes.
But it's equally important to commit to changing our unacceptable behavior, which is what we don't really think about. I mean, you can tell someone that you're sorry over and over and over for the same sick behavior, but unless they see a change in that, there's atonement can't be made until that happens.
That's right.
It's like, you know, you'd say to somebody, this happened and I feel so bad about it and I'm sorry. Well, let me make it up to you. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to change my behavior and I'm going to do fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Whatever the case may be. So that's what this is all about.
Anybody can apologize, but, you know, with God's strength and power, you can make an atonement.
Yeah, and God's in the business of restoring broken relationships.
Yeah.
And that's what an atonement, or some of you have heard it as an amendment, it brings. That's what it brings, is reconciliation. And you know, honey, when we're making a reconciliation towards another person, what we're really doing is making it towards God, because, you know, He's the one that created all of us.
He did.
Most importantly, atonement causes us to be one with Him. And if you look at the word atonement, and it's spelled A-T-O-N-E-M-E-N-T, the middle of that is at one. It causes us to be at one with Him.
Yes.
And with other people. So
that's right.
I love this topic, and we put it out there on our Monday Word a couple of weeks ago, and we got some comments from it that it was thought-provoking and new revelation, and that's what we want. That's what we love when we hear something we've not heard before. And thank you to those that comment and let us know you heard God.
That's right. We do appreciate that very much when we hear your comments, and we take them very seriously, and we thank you for that.
And the other scripture that goes with that, honey, is at the bottom there. Mm-hmm. In Matthew, it's what we just said, and it says in Matthew 25:40, and as much as you did it to one of these, the least of these, you did it unto me. So again, when you apologize and make an atonement with another person, you're doing it towards God.
Right.
That's what that scripture is all about. Anything we do, negative or positive, to another human being, we're doing it to Him too.
That's right.
So we hope this is bringing some new revelation to you guys that are listening and giving you something to really think about and ponder.
Yeah,
this is not talked about enough.
It's not. I mean, you know, it does say, you know, in Matthew 25:40, and the king will say, I tell you the truth, when you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that is so true. I mean, when God sees us trying to change our ways, you know, and of course, another word is repent.
Mm-hmm.
Ties real close to atonement,
because
mm-hmm. when you repent, you become one with God.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, let's be honest. I mean, anyone can say, hey, you know what, I forgive you, or please forgive me. You know,
uh-huh.
And you know, anyone can do that. Doesn't matter if you're a believer or not. But really and truly, I mean, you know, I've come to find out over this past decade or so, with God, I can change my behavior. And without Him, I wasn't able to. Yeah. I was not able to change my behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when a person really, really knows that, hey, you know, you really do want forgiveness, because they see a change in you.
Right.
They go, man.
It's like someone in a relationship where the relationship goes awry, and one person discovers that there was a problem with the other person, and it gets exposed, and the individual finds out. Well, the guilty one says, I'm sorry, and the one who's been deceived says, okay, well, I forgive you, and I thank you for apologizing. And the guilty one says, now here's what I'm gonna do to show you that I'm serious. I'm going to change my behavior. I'm going to go to AA, or I'm going to get help for my pornography, mm-hmm. or I'm going to, you know, make it a point to get help for whatever mm-hmm. the case may be, my eating disorder, or my over-shopping, or overspending, or abuse, whatever the case may be. That's where the amend comes in.
Mm-hmm.
you say it with one thing, an amend is doing a right for a wrong.
Yes.
Amends is doing a right act for a wrong behavior.
Yes.
So, it's all about, you know, not just saying it, but showing it by action. Actions speak louder than words, honey.
They do. You know, atonement, you know, this is something that really people kind of overlook. I truly believe that, hon. Yeah. It's overlooked.
I know it.
You know? And it's mentioned so many times in Scripture, you know. And forgiveness and atonement, like you're saying, are two totally different things.
And it takes trust, too, once there's a brokenness in a relationship, a rebuilding. Mm-hmm. And when you're on that other side of it, it's like you're under a microscope. Mm-hmm. This person's messed up so bad, and I'm going to give him another shot at it, give him another chance, but I got to see something. How am I going to see some change in your behavior? Uh-huh. What are you going to do? And I'm going to do so-and-so. Okay, well, let's start there and rebuilding our broken relationship. That changed behavior.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, when you first come to Christ, you know, you may be going to church, or you may say, hey, you know, yeah, I believe in Jesus and all this, but people just don't see it, you know? But when you really give your heart to him, you know, an atonement happens. Your behaviors start changing.
Yes.
And people start going, you know, and of course, some people will say, well, I'm sure this will last about 2 or 3 months, you know, and then he'll go back to his old ways. But then they see this true atonement happening, and it lasts for years, and it becomes, you know, just who you are. And people see that atonement, and they go, wow. What a change, man. You know, that guy really changed his ways, or that lady really changed his ways. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's how I relate to amends and atonement.
Amends. Yeah, now we're on the amends.
And so the first amend is to Jesus, to Christ himself, mm-hmm. the one who knows about our sufferings because he suffered so much, mm-hmm. you know.
You hear that term, now we're on the amends. Got it all out in the open. I said I was sorry. Now we're on the amends. You know, you've heard that.
Right.
That's what the amends is. Now, here's what we're going to do.
You know, and then now we should follow his example, and then we'll be especially alert to the needs of others. That's when you can really tell that you're making amends with yourself and with Christ and with others, is when you're concerned about the other people's needs. Instead of just your own.
Yes.
You know? That's when you say, man, yeah, I am making amends. Mm-hmm. You know? And this atonement is for real. Mm-hmm. You know? Well, that's what Jesus teaches us.
And that's, yeah, exactly. And you know, Jesus didn't do anything wrong. He actually made the atonement for something he didn't do.
That's right.
We did.
By his
ultimate.
Actions.
By his actions. That's the ultimate. Who would do that?
Yeah.
Him, Jesus.
Yeah. His ultimate, you know, atonement for us by showing us, by his behaviors, was being nailed on the cross.
Yes, he covered it up. He covered up our sins.
He did. You know, and...
He's taken up, honey.
Yeah. But that's who he is. He is the King of Atonement. He showed us through his behavior that he loves us even though we were sinners. Wow.
He did it for us. He paid for our own sins.
Yeah. So, you know.
It's just so hard to wrap your brain around.
It is. You know, honey, there may be people out there right now that are having a hard time wrapping their mind around what we're talking about. And you know, let's be honest, You can't really wrap your mind around it unless you have a relationship with Jesus. Mm-hmm. Because atonement is not natural. Right. Atonement is supernatural. We're natural, and Jesus is super. Mm-hmm. And together, it becomes supernatural. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you've never... Maybe some people listening have never given their heart to Jesus, honey. And they really do want to make atonement. They really do want to change things. They want to be different. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to show people that asking for forgiveness, they were for real. Mm-hmm. But you know what? The only way you can do this is to give your heart and your life to Jesus. Maybe some of you listening have never done that. Or possibly you thought you had and you're realizing right now, man, I never gave my heart to Jesus. What changes have I made in my life? So if you never have, or if you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, we ask you to do it with us today. If you would, please pray this prayer with us. Please know that you're saved. And the atonement begins today. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, for who you are. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven if I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Lord, please forgive me of all my sins. Father, I want to make atonement. I want to change. And I give my life and my heart to you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, thank you all very much. And any of y'all that prayed that prayer of salvation, we ask that you email us at info@livingitup.org. We'd love to know, and we'd love to just start praying for you. Well, we pray for y'all anyway every day, but, you know, if you just gave your life to Christ, we really want to know. Well, that's a great topic,
it
huh?
It is, honey. It's a little deep, but we
It is deep,
that.
That's okay.
Yeah, we need thought-provoking revelation. Anyway, we love everybody listening, and keep living it up.
While beginning again.